damage from Tropical Storm Noel hits the Caribbean hard. An outreach teaches about life in the Philippines, and new strategies are developing for scripture distribution in Mexico. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Dominican Republic has appealed for international help to cope with devastating floods from Tropical Storm Noel's deadly strike last week. The country's not very big, and the damage reports seem widespread. Worldwide Christian School, Steve Gurink.
Our contact, Mario, has said that there is a lot of flooding. There are people that are obviously without their homes. There are those that have their homes damaged. Their lives have been lost. The good news for us is that the initial reports that our schools are intact, and that, for the most part, everyone was safe.
Goering says the reputation will open ministry in the days ahead.
Pray for the families and the teachers and the schools that they can be this witness to the community. And for those that have lost family and lost homes, dealing with the mud and the debris and the water that happens with these type of floods, the Lord give them peace and patience and provide resources to them.
Meanwhile, in Ethiopia, orphans as young as two must beg on the streets. Buckner International's Getahun Tesema was glad to report their Ethiopian adoption program opened 3 months ago. He's excited about international adoption because children will be placed in Christian homes away from the severe persecution Ethiopian Christians face. Right now, 11 kids are up for adoption, but they're prepared for growth, says Tesema.
We already built a new building for adoption. Children who are abandoned and found from the street, we're going to put them in that shelter and baby home for a while, and then when we get families from U.S., we send them to here.
According to Tesema, adoption in Ethiopia is unique.
The process is very easy. It's not like any other country. Ethiopia is, I would say, the best places to adopt children when it comes to processing. So it takes 2 months to finalize everything.
Buckner needs families to pioneer this program. You're listening to Mission Network News. A new warehouse will help a used Bible literature distribution organization provide the gospel and training materials to the world. Love Packages has almost completed a building that will double the size of its current warehouse. Love Packages' Steve Smith says it's an answer to prayer.
The ministry has grown from 600 to almost 900 tons a year, and our facilities have just been groaning and groaning at the seams, and so we're building a second warehouse right next to the other one.
The current space has difficulty handling the 5 tractor trailer loads of literature they receive every month. He says it's overwhelming the number of requests they're getting.
Well, we send over 20 tons of literature every week somewhere in the world. So it's exciting to see that material going to the nations of the earth where it's going to impact lives and hopefully change nations.
Next year, the added space is expected to help them ship 1,000 tons of literature overseas. Next, students in a life camp, an English as a second language program, are learning more than English. The program is sponsored by the Philippines Association of Baptists for World Evangelism. Its emphasis this year was on the days of creation. 26 professionals were in the class to learn better English. Many of the students were unbelievers. They learned about the love of God and the gospel as well as better English. Pray that they respond to the hope of Christ. And Wycliffe Bible Translators says their team has completed a New Testament draft for the 5,000 Las Flores speakers in Mexico. The people are amazed to see their language written. The team is pushing toward project completion in 2008. A lot of checking and testing needs to be done before the New Testament's printed. Pray for God's guidance and oversight of the whole process. Pray too for new strategies for raising community interest and involvement in scripture use. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which will kindle the fires of prayer in your heart. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.